close to the end of my hike in the Pyrenees, I met this oafish American man who questioned my ability to manage a route of this difficulty. "Even you?" he asked, his lip curling in disdain. "I haven't seen many old people hiking this." Ouch. It was an unpleasant moment and happened right after I ate a tainted quiche. Sadly, I was unable to offer a snarky comeback and simply slunk away to a night of severe illness. Truth is, as a 59-year-old cancer thriver with two fake hips, I'd nearly finished the route and I hadn't skipped a single hard part. Still, a cascading set of issues were piling up and finally forced me off trail. So, looking back, I wonder what I might have done differently as an older person on trail to set me up better for success. You're listening to Blissful Hiker Podcast. I'm Allison Young, the solo, female, middle-aged, titanium-reinforced, neurological movement disorder manager, cancer thriver, and long-distance backpacker, blissful hiker. This podcast is a series of personal essays that couple storytelling with found sound and my own flute playing to explore a journey of self-discovery. We're badass people, and we don't need permission to blaze our own trails in this journey we call life. I'm excited to announce that Blissful Hiker Podcast has reached over 100,000 downloads. You can help spread the word by leaving a 5-star rating and a short review on Apple. A doctor once told me, good health requires rest, nutrition, and exercise, and in that order. Interesting, huh? Kind of changes the way you see backpacking, that rest is the first, most important part of good health. Sleeping on the ground gets harder as we age. We've got less cartilage to cushion our bones. We produce fewer hormones that allow us to stay asleep. And many of us develop conditions that keep us awake at night. Long, hard hiking days are punishing on the body and require proper rest. Hands down, the one addition I made to my pack this particular hike made a huge difference. A blow-up sleeping pad, 4 inches thick. It's made by Sea to Summit, and it's called the Women's Ether Light XT Insulated Sleeping Pad. Now, the women part means that it's cut for our shape. It's wide in the middle, so I never rolled off it. It's also insulated. It has a 3.5 R value, and that means that it's warm enough for three-season hiking, and it floats on cushioned springs. It's huge, and you would think it would take a long time to inflate, but what you do is you blow air into your stuff sack and simply push that air into the mattress. It only took me 5 breaths to fill this amazing sleep pad. Now, it's not the lightest at 17.5 ounces or the smallest, packing to the size of a small log for the fireplace, but I looked forward to crawling into my tent every single night, and I was far more successful this time around getting a good night's sleep. So as far as rest, success. That really can't be said for nutrition. Eating well on trail is my Achilles heel. After about 2 weeks, no matter how much I eat, I can't seem to maintain my weight. Spain and France both put an emphasis on white bread as a mainstay. Now, it fills me up, but it left me longing for healthier choices like fruit and vegetables, beans and rice. A backpacker can burn an average of 5,000 calories per day, but it's not only about replenishing calories, but replenishing them with the right food. As we age, we lose bone and muscle mass, and our nutritional needs change. We need way more vitamin B12, folate, and vitamin D, plus iron, potassium, and maybe most importantly, calcium. It's interesting that at Refugee Cerdascan, that's the place where I tripped on a stair and broke my foot, they served a dinner that made me feel like finally I was getting all the nutrition I needed. It was garbanzo beans and vegetables, whole grain bread, and quinoa salad, all of it full of the nutrients that older people need. The minute that food hit my stomach, it was as if I woke up from a bad dream. I was absolutely revived. But that was just one meal. Finding those ingredients to make my own meals on trail was tough. Sometimes I was able to purchase overpriced, highly caloric, and minimally portioned hiker meals, but mostly I relied on cheese, saucisson, which is a kind of salami, baguettes, again, white bread, nuts, and dried fruit. I was really hungry, and I was wasting away. My body was desperate for specific nutrients. And that's when, I'm embarrassed to admit, I would resort to quick fixes like gummy bears. So, as far as nutrition goes, definitely needed work. Maybe I could have taken a bus off trail to larger supermarkets, I could have brought supplements with me, or planned to eat at refuges that served amazing dinners way more often. So the last part of this, what you might call a three-legged stool of good health, is exercise. I was crazy strong on this hike, really strong, until I wasn't. Obviously, pacing yourself and listening to your body is key, but it becomes even more critical as we age when we might be nursing arthritis, inflammation, old injuries, and generally not quite being the person we were even last season. The oat route in the Pyrenees had 4 days of highly exposed sections that were dangerous, and I had no interest in walking them alone. I was lucky to meet Tamir, Eveline, and Floris, and we took on these challenging sections together with encouragement, camaraderie, and lots of laughs. It was wonderful. The only problem was they moved faster than me. So to keep up and not end up walking alone, I had to push myself hard. Quite honestly, those long days skipping on boulders and navigating steep slopes exhausted me. I might have been more successful lagging behind and walking shorter days, especially after it was no longer necessary to stick close together. Over time, I developed what's called a runner's hack. It's a cough brought on by heavy breathing and oftentimes at altitude. Because we have less of a filter between our mouths and lungs as opposed to our noses, we're at risk for developing an infection. Once my cough started, hiking just got that much harder. Now, the advice to avoid developing this type of cough is pretty obvious. Do not overexert. So, exercise? Well, probably a little bit too much. It might have been wiser for me to slow down, maybe even taken a zero right on trail. A wise woman who's hiking into her 80s once told me not to compare myself to younger hikers, or even to my younger self. As we age, we don't bounce back the way we did when we were younger. That means we need to be far gentler with ourselves by getting a good night's sleep and resting when we need it, eating nutritious meals to fuel our hike, and backing off on taking on big distances, even if we can. And the next time some idiot acts all shocked that someone of our old age is out there hiking, we can simply smile and reply, "Yup, even me." Blissful Hiker Podcast is on all podcast platforms. Thanks so much for listening and coming along with me on the journey. I'm so honored to have been selected to give my first TEDx talk. It happens this October 10th in Manchester, New Hampshire, and my talk is on resilience and stepping forward into the unknown. If you live in the Boston area and want to come, I'd be thrilled. I've put a link to purchase tickets in the show notes. Until we meet again, my friends, kia kaha and happy trails.